the digital transformation of the industries from shopping mm-hmm. to buying cars to buying homes to finding a place to stay when you visit another city has been dramatic. It has overhauled the entire economy in many ways. And there is a question of how this is impacting the music industry, where streaming is gaining such a big share of how people access music. Joining us now is Ben Mendoza. He is co-founder and chief executive officer of BeatChain, based in London, joining us here today in our Interactive Broker studios. And BeatChain kind of caters to this new era. But before we get into what you do, can we talk about how does a musician today make money?
Okay. Well, thanks, Lisa. Thanks very much for having me here. It's a very good question. The musicians today make most of their money if they're, you know, the normal musicians that are playing clubs and other events make most of their money from live performance. They will make some money from streaming, but it will typically be possibly 15% to 20% at max. So they need to be able to sell tickets and sell their merchandise and perform. That's how they do it.
All right. So how does BeatChain fit into the economics of today's music industry?
Okay. The thing about musicians is they're not necessarily the most technically savvy people.
Okay.
So what we've done at BeatChain is we've tried to abstract away all the technicalities of boosting your brand using social media and other ways in which you can get in front of your target audience, and made that very simple for musicians to use. So we put together a whole set of tools, a sort of platform, which includes understanding where your audience is, seeing a dashboard with a map that says this is where Spotify listeners are listening to you, this is where your Facebook fans are, and so on, so that you can understand who likes what and decide when you're going to play your next event, where to go to do that, because you can see where your fans are congregated. Okay, so we provide that. We also provide a set of tools that allows these musicians to post out on the social channels automatically against a schedule the right sort of content that's going to be engaging for their fans. Many musicians have this idea that the first thing they should do is get some music up on Spotify, you know, and they'll get some streaming revenue from that. Well, actually, that's not the advice we would give them. We would say, before you do that, build up a fan base who wants to stream it.
Right.
You know, you've got to actually engage that audience. So the tools we have are designed to do that.
There's always been a complaint in an era when CDs were a thing or vinyl was the dominant form of getting your music, where the labels had such power over which music got distributed. Do they still have that power?
Oh, sure. Absolutely, they do. But the opportunity there is there now with technology as it is today for artists to sidestep that. It used to be that if you wanted to promote yourself and build that audience I was talking about, then you needed the dollars that the big majors had behind you to do that.
But has it really been really changed? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if you can get enough of a following, whether it's on Instagram or whether it's on Facebook, whether you see an increasing number of cases where people are able to sort of make their own fortune away from the labels in a way that's unique.
Yes, absolutely. And we have case studies that show this. For the last 2 years, we've been working with a number of bands and across all genres that have managed to build up literally hundreds of thousands of fans, and that's enabled them to put on shows where they've hired the venue themselves, they've sold the tickets themselves, and they keep the majority of that money this way. When they were doing it through the traditional routes of having label services and promoters and managers, then obviously those middlemen all take their share and less ends up in the musician's pocket.
So what's the economic model for your company, for BeatChain? How do you guys generate revenue?
Okay, we generate revenue by having a three-tier model. So the lowest tier of the BeatChain platform is actually free to use, and it gives a lot of very valuable information. But if you want to get into the real meat of promoting yourself and using the marketing tools that we've supplied, then we have a subscription model, which is for the sort of premium level is $14.99, and then per month, and at the sort of superstar end is only $19.99 per month. So it's still sort of the cost of a pizza a month.
Right.
We need to keep it affordable for musicians.
So what's the draw? I mean, do you have a sense that there would be interest from a major record label to acquire you or partner with you?
Okay. I think there are lots of people looking at what we're doing in the industry. I mean, we have already 50,000 people signed up to BeatChain, and we've only just launched it. So there's a lot of interest in what we're doing, and a lot we're getting a lot of user feedback. And obviously, it's not perfect yet, and we're carrying on improving it all the time. But I think there is a whole bunch of services, especially when you look at the data science, when you look at the data that we generate, and this is something that the artists individually aren't necessarily interested in, but the industry is. You can see signatures in that data. You can look at those artists that are breaking out in different areas, and that is very valuable, even to the major.
Can you imagine a time when, you know how Netflix kind of listens or monitors what people like and then takes pieces of that and kind of recreates a show based around that? Are you saying that that's kind of...
That's basically what we're doing in the background. I mean, there's a lot of interesting technology getting towards machine learning and even some AI, although that tends to be bandied around fairly freely these days. When you bring those different data sets together, you can infer a lot of information and you can make actionable insight out of that. So, yes, definitely, we are seeing that we can help artists by saying, look, this is what's working for other acts like you in your genre. Try doing this, you know, post here, have this type of content. And when they do that, they see a big uplift in the responses that they get.
Ben Mendoza, thanks for joining us. Really fascinating story. You talk about industry, like you mentioned earlier, at least it's been disrupted. Boy,
so
the music industry has been disrupted with technology.
Well, and it's so interesting to think about how you can get such real-time feedback about what's popular and what's not, and how you can sort of tailor the music to that. And that's sort of what we're seeing out of Netflix, the way that they try to craft shows around the likes or dislikes of the viewers.
Yeah, I could see how this would be for the independent artist would be who's not signed up to a big label. This would be a hugely value-added story. Ben Mendoza, co-founder and chief executive officer of BeatChain, based in London, but we're fortunate that he's joining us here in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker studio here in New York. So very interesting on the music business. We've seen more and more the artists given kind of how the music industry has evolved, has made most of their money today by touring, and it's less so from the recorded contracts that they have with their labels. So interesting to see how BeatChain fits in here.